Morning's beautiful number called Black and Blue. Springs hard as lead, feel like golden dead. Wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you, scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? Yes, I'm like inside. That don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face. How would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Well, sisters and brothers, I and I say greetings in the name of the Most High Jah, Rastafari Selassie, Jesus Christ, new names in Adesia, times of judgment. In Babylon. That was our dear brother ancestor Louis Armstrong singing about the condition of black people and darker people the world over. What did I do to be so black and blue? Talking about the condition of so-called ghetto, the condition that we suffer under a terrible system, beat, hated, scorned, denied rights of that should be afforded every human being. Apparently the sin is in the skin. He says, what did I do to be so black and blue? I can't hide my face. Apparently it's something about my face. is something about my skin that causes the system to look at me as if my very appearance is a great and terrible sin. And so we say, Yahushua Christus, those principles of health, wealth, and prosperity in the universe, those principles of truth, justice, and righteousness are here in us, among us, and around us to act, to render propitiation for our sins, to pay for our sins, to cut the system off and say to the system, you can no longer condemn people unwarranted, unjustified. So, sisters and brothers, today's recording date is April the 19th, 2015. We're continuing the teachings for April. I heard this song on Democracy Now! I believe Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez were dealing with probably police brutality, some terrible aspect of the system. Maybe it was a brother on death row they were talking about, innocent on death row for years, now dying of cancer, deemed now innocent after the fact, but no recompense, no compensation for being unjustly imprisoned and unjustly made to exist on death row. Thinking of Mumia Abu-Jamal going through all manner of physical calamities because of neglect of the system, purposeful, wanting our dear brother Mumia Abu-Jamal to just die, but even in this terrible condition, diabetes, I believe he's suffering, skin suffering, structure suffering, all manner of weight lost, all manner of energy lost. Yet, Brother Mumia is yet producing commentary, giving clear and critical commentary, commentation on the system that we may have the proper critical political analysis so that we can see how corrupted we have become in allowing our minds to be continue to be controlled by the wicked ruling families and ruling class who have implanted their thoughts into our minds to fill it with all manner of biases and prejudices and hatreds, so that we, the poor working class masses of people, will continue to destroy one another. It's time that we be born again. That's the subject we are working on. The African science of born again through virgin birth and immaculate conception under the signs of Leo and Virgo. Now, sisters and brothers, we are as deep into the science as we have ever been. And I am ever thankful to those African scholars, black people scholars, men and women who have kept us in tune with the original narrative of the science of the universe rendered by the African ancestors in Africa and the African ancestors all over the earth. We would not be able to follow scientific magazines such as the Scientific American, A Matter of Time. We would not be able to follow the modern day scientists and understand what they are saying is nothing but a derivative of old arguments. Let me try and give you an example before we get back into Psalm 139 and Genesis 1. And press on this science. Now, I was sharing this with one of my beautiful young brothers, getting him to understand that it's one universe. And the scientists describe the universe in their way, in their fashion, using their quote-unquote scientific language. You have a description of the same universe in the Quran, using Quranic Islamic language. Only one universe to describe. Then you have the Bible, Old and New Testament, describing the same universe and how the universe operates. What is today called quantum physics, quantum mechanics, how the whole of the universe operates, the mechanism of the universe, the operation of the universe, and the energies that flows in and out of the universe, and how those energies interact with and come in and upon and through mass, matter, material universe. You have the Bhagavad Gita and the I Ching, these books in Hindu and Buddhism, etc., describing the same universe using their language. You have Zoroaster, and you have various indigenous renderings and descriptions of the same universe. Now, the ruling class and families would have us to believe that all of these religions are speaking different realities, are speaking different from one another, are enemies of one another, having enmity with one another. That if you're a Muslim, you can't be a Christian, you can't be a Hindu, you can't be a Buddhist, you can't be a Zoroaster, you can't follow the indigenous. But we are able to stand back because we examine the definition of words, and we see that all of these religions are various languages describing the same universe in their language. And when you check the definitions, you see the definitions are the same, although the words appear to us to be different. I forgot to say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Now, I want to go over an argument that we had in religion years ago that is now being rendered in a scientific manner among the scientists. And this is what I shared with one of my beautiful young brothers. In Christianity, there is an old argument as to whether Christ, Yahushua, Jesus Christ, whether Yahushua Christus, whether Christ is independent and originated the self of Christ, independent of any other originator. And then the creation is rendered by Christ after Christ being the originator of the self of Christ, having no origins beyond the self of Christ. Putting it in plain language, is Jesus God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit all by himself, having no father, no mother, etc.? Now, if you follow that logic, then you would have to say that Jesus in the flesh, so-called 2,000 years ago, was praying to himself, because he's the Father, he's the Son, he's the Holy Spirit. Now, there is a way of understanding that we are all made of earth, air, fire, and water, and that these principal elements come from the Almighty. Therefore, we are part and parcel the Almighty, meaning we are pieces of the Almighty put in flesh form. But that's a way of understanding that. But the camp of Christianity that says it's all in Jesus and that's it, they say he had no father, had no mother. He is all in all and all in all by himself. Then there's another argument that says, hey, wait a minute now. You have God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and these are the parents. See, the Holy Spirit is the mother. They didn't tell us that. But Jesus has a father, and his father is our father, and he came from the father to do the will of the father and could do nothing unless the father gave him power to do what he did. So you hear that argument in religion, in Christianity in particular. Now watch how this same argument is rendered in science among the scientists. The scientists ask the question, and particularly we went over some of this in the article, A Hole, H-O-L-E, at the Heart of Physics, written by George Musser for the scientific magazine, The Scientific American, A Matter of Time. They examine all manner of philosophies and thought processes concerning the reality of time. Now, there's a thought of time and space continuum saying that time and space continuum have substance within themselves and originate themselves, and all else is derived from time and space being the beginning of all things, time and space. So when you say time and space, you say the S-U-N, sun. The sun disk. From my understanding, the sun disk is that solar energy power, hydrogen energy power in the universe that renders time and space because of the power of light and the power of fire operating in the universe on those waters that we always talk about, and rendering those waters into mass matter material. But some scientists say, hey, time and space is the beginning of all things, and all things derived from time and space, which means all things derived from the sun, and the sun is the originator, meaning the S-U-N sun disk. But there's another thought in science. These said, hey, we have examined all of the matter in the universe. Planets, stars, Milky Way, galaxies, the sun itself, etc. All the mass matter material of the universe. And I'm speaking on behalf of those scientists who have another view. They say, we have examined the energy that accompanies all that we see, and all that we see being mass, matter, material in the universe. And they say, you know what? It seems to be that there is matter that we can't see that has bearing on matter that we can see, and the matter that we can't see has an accompanying energy that accompanies the matter that we can't see. So there is matter that we can see and energy that accompanies matter that we can see. You say matter and energy. But there is matter that we can't see that has energy that comes along with the matter that we can't see that has bearing on matter and energy that we can see. That is the same argument that we had in religion that is rendered in scientific argument among the scientists. Jesus, as a human being, represents matter that we can see. Jesus is come in the flesh. Christ, from the religious perspective, is come in the flesh. And Christ is that power in the universe that exists in the material universe that has received
power from the unseen God and the unseen goddess, or the unseen spirit energy and the unseen matter, water, and now is able to render those waters and energies that we can't see and cause the mass matter material that we can see, and energy accompanies the mass matter material that we can see. But some say it's Jesus by himself and that's it. But others say, no, Jesus has a daddy, and God, the unseen, is the power behind the Jesus that we see, who represents mass matter material that we see. In science, you just say mass matter material universe that we can see has energy that comes along with the mass matter material that we can see. But the other scientists say, hey, you have to account for the matter that we can't see, and the energy that we can't see goes along with the matter that we can't see, and these have power over the mass matter material that we can see and the energy that accompanies the mass matter material that we can see. And so they say that the unseen matter, they call that dark matter, and the energy that accompanies dark matter is dark energy, and these have more power in numbers 10 to 1 than the matter and energy that we are familiar with in the seen world. And so we can see, I hope that I have explained it in such a way, that we can see it's the same argument over the same universe using two different languages. Now, Psalm 139, reviewing again a little bit, verse 15, where it talks about, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. And we talked some time ago about how the universe is egg-shaped. The ancestors spoke of the universe symbolically as an egg, and the lowest parts of the earth are Sheol, hell, if you will. And fire is associated with Sheol, hell, because the waters that we all come from are a fire, hydrogen type of waters, plasma type of waters, the unseen matter, the dark matter. And there's energy associated with that water that is called dark energy. And even words like antimatter and anti-electron are also words that describe the unseen world that has more power than the seen world, that the scientists don't want to say God, so they say dark matter, and they say dark energy. And dark energy is the sacred divine feminine, the goddess principle in the universe, Mother Holy Spirit. And dark matter is that sacred divine masculine power, that seed of life, germ of life, that comes from the Father, that is emitted into the mother that we come from in our original birth, that we must go back to in our consciousness. But just plain language in religion, you say God, goddess, the unseen matter, the unseen energy, the unseen spirit. Spirit is energy, the unseen spirit energy, the unseen goddess, the unseen mother, Holy Spirit, the unseen matter or dark matter or antimatter or antiparticle. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And so the lowest parts of the earth represent our origins and beginning from those original waters that Jesus tells us in St. John 3 that we must be born again, born of water, born of spirit. And that water is dark matter, and dark waters and antimatter, the sacred divine hidden and unseen masculine power. And then the spirit is energy, that is dark energy, the sacred divine feminine goddess power in the universe, the unseen matter and unseen energy that has more power and more impact 10 to 1 than the matter and energy in the seen world. And so that word curiously wrought has to do once again with our coming to being formed in the womb of our original mother in the unseen world, in the unseen matter and unseen energy. The unseen matter comes from the Father. The dark matter, dark waters, comes from the Almighty Unseen Father, God. The unseen spirit energy, dark energy comes from the sacred, divine, unseen goddess, mother, Holy Spirit. So we were wrought. And that word wrought is rakam. 7 and 5. 5-1 on the Hebrew side has to do with colors. The rendering of colors, the use of colors, the bringing together of all of the various colors in the unseen world, the unseen womb, the unseen matter. Mother Holy Spirit, during prenatal care, before our birth, David talking of Christ and himself and ourselves as members of Christ's mystical body, we're being formed in that womb. Mother Holy Spirit is working. The spirit energy disposition, the dark energy, dark disposition, dark spirit, unseen, working in that womb. The body of Christ, the body of that sun disk, all of us made of fire. We were in the womb before our physical incarnation, being formed, fashioned into shape to be fit and qualified for being birthed into the physical seen world. And so David talking about his beginning, your beginning, my beginning in Sheol. See, they put bad thoughts about Sheol and hell, but we're dispelling all of that. This is our beginning in the lowest parts of the earth, in fire, water, plasma, dark matter, dark waters, and dark energy having sway over the matter, putting the spirit energy disposition of Mother Holy Spirit in the waters, in the dark waters, dark matter, so that when we were brought forth into the physical world, we would be equipped to do the bidding of the unseen power, the unseen Father, and the unseen Mother, the unseen dark matter, dark waters, and the unseen dark spirit, dark energy. All that going on in the lowest parts of the earth, you might say symbolically, but the lowest parts of the earth were being formed in that original unseen womb. Let's go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.